Chapter 11, Creating a Project List. If you were to hire me as your productivity coach, we'd spend our first few sessions formulating your project list. That list is the linchpin of your productive life, and we can't do much else without it. Let me save you that expense by walking you through it now. The exercise in this chapter was adapted from David Allen's book, Getting Things Done, which redefined personal productivity and served as a launchpad for my own work. Your project list is a list of the outcomes you are currently committed to achieving, all in one place. It is an inventory of all the things you're trying to produce, create, accomplish, or resolve. It's like a to-do list, but on a bigger scale and longer time horizon, so you can tell where you're headed. It's like a list of goals, but more practical and rooted in the here and now. Formulating your project list is an incredibly useful exercise in its own right, as well as the cornerstone of Para. Most people find that following these steps takes 5 to 10 minutes and produces a list of around 10 to 20 projects. This is why we want to use a software program to keep track of them, not our brains. Here are the 5 steps for creating a project list. Step 1. List all of your current projects. Step 2. Add a goal for each project. Step 3. Add deadlines or timeframes. Step 4. Prioritize your list. Step 5. Reevaluate your project list. Step number 1. List your current projects. Set a timer for 5 minutes, which is enough for a first pass, and write down anything that comes to mind when you hear the following questions, whether they are work-related or personal. 1. What's currently worrying you? 2. What problem is taking more mental bandwidth than it deserves? 3. What needs to happen that you're not making consistent progress on? 4. What actions are you already taking that are part of a bigger project you've not yet identified? 5. What would you like to learn, develop, build, express, pursue, start, explore, or play with? 6. Which skills would you like to learn and which hobbies would you like to start? 7. What kind of project could advance your career or make your life more fun or interesting? Step number 2. Add a goal for each project. Remember that a project is any endeavor that has 1. A goal and 2. A deadline or other time frame. Take a minute and add a goal for each project on your list in parentheses. For example, for the project, visit the doctor about back pain. Your goal could be, back pain is resolved and I can sleep through the night without discomfort. For the project, plan offsite agenda for staff retreat. The goal could be, team is clear about what needs to be accomplished and next steps are assigned. For the project, develop sales campaign with Linda. The goal could be, sales campaign is approved by exec team and budget is allocated. Step number 3, add deadlines or timeframes. Next, go through the list one more time and add completion dates. Don't get hung up on whether this is a strict deadline or simply the date by which you prefer to have it done. You can add dates to each item on your list by adding by when at the end. For example, for the project, visit the doctor about back pain, you could add by Friday, February 24th at the end. For the project, plan offsite agenda for staff retreat, you could add by end of Q3. For the project, develop sales campaign with Linda, you could add by next executive meeting. Step number 4, prioritize your list. You aren't very likely to make progress on every single project on your list in a given week, or even most of them. The key here is to prioritize only for the upcoming week. For just next week, which projects should be taking up most of your mental bandwidth? Put those at the top. Which ones should be taking up little or none of your bandwidth next week? Put those at the bottom. Your only goal in a given week is to make progress on a handful of projects near the top of that list. Step number 5, reevaluate your project list. Now that you have a full inventory of everything you're committed to this week, you have the chance to ask some difficult but incredibly illuminating questions of yourself. First, which goals or priorities you say are important to you don't have any projects associated with them? These are called dreams, since they aren't likely to happen in the near term. Second, which projects you're spending a lot of time on don't have any goals associated with them. These are called hobbies, because without a goal in mind, they are likely just for fun. And third, which projects can you cancel, postpone, reduce in scope, delegate, outsource, or clarify? There's absolutely nothing wrong with dreams and hobbies, by the way. They are just as important and necessary parts of our lives, but don't confuse them with your projects and areas. All we're doing is aligning where your time and energy are going with what is truly important to you. In the bustle of daily life, it's too easy to let them drift out of alignment. Before we know it, we're neglecting everything we claim matters most to us while pouring our precious time into things we know aren't important at all. The 5 steps I've just taken you through can become part of a weekly review. You can walk through them once a week or anytime you feel overwhelmed or stretched too thin, and I guarantee you'll emerge in minutes with a newfound sense of clarity and purpose. Saying yes and no with integrity. Creating an accurate project list gives you the confidence to say yes or no to new commitments. Once you know how much capacity you actually have, the decision of what to fill it with can be intentional and strategic instead of reactive. Often, my coaching clients' takeaway from performing this exercise is that they are trying to do too much. Seeing the range of their existing commitments all in one place, they realize that they don't need another productivity app or technique. They need to say no to things that don't matter. When you take the steps needed to clarify what you're most committed to, you can start to make calm, considered decisions about what stays and what needs to go. And every time you say no to something that is less important, all the time and energy that it was taking up gets freed up for the things that are more important,